there's no objection, I don't see anybody from Parks here. If there's no objection by the committee, we can take it up. The only issue that came up at agenda setting was, if you remember this, the original contract, I think, was $91,000, and they've, now it's $200,000, and of course, the $91,000 one doesn't come before us, and when I discussed this with the Parks spokesperson at the agenda setting meeting, if you're just doing this in anticipation that it might cost $200,000, why didn't you come with a $200,000 contract? Didn't get the best answer in the world. I don't know if there was necessarily any subterfuge, but a little light bulb went off in my head saying, oh, it was under $100,000, so you don't have to bring it to us. Well, now we have to do more, so now you have to bring it to us. So
I'd rather take
either way. Right. So that's sort of the issue. But if people want to take it up, I have no objection.
Are we expecting them to be here later? They're not here now, so
yeah.
Do we hear, I guess, if there's going to be any explanation of that, then later.
I mean,
that's the only one they have?
Yeah, that's
the only one.
That was the only one they had. Okay. So it appears that Supervisor Schmidt wants some further explanation.
Was anybody in the committee that could,
I've never heard that, so.
I was
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was in committee. The they're like the same explanation that they gave you was what they gave us. They anticipate it's going to cost more, but if not, they're going to return or put the money back. But there was no specific explanation towards that and what you guys were requesting. So I don't know if the Parks Department is scheduled to come today. But Either way, it's fine.
So, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the money would be absorbed by their budget as opposed to using the contingency fund?
I believe that to be the case.
Mr. Chair, did you want this item read into the record?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Item number 25 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, and Department of Administrative Services, Architectural, Engineering, and Environmental Services staff seeking authorization of payment to Grafe USA for professional services in an amount not to exceed $200,000 for the inspection and stabilization of the precast concrete structure in the Tropical Dome. This item was also referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. That committee approved it unanimously.
So what's the will? Do we have a motion? We have a motion to approve if you like, Supervisor Haas, and then we can see where it goes from there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make that motion to adopt.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Supervisor Lipkin, do you have questions?
Yes. I guess on that final point that was raised about how this is absorbed, they're not here. Maybe Das can explain this to me. So what kind of money do they have in this? So this is an unanticipated project, but they're absorbing $200,000 in costs from, not to exceed, but they're expecting it to be 190, right, or 180 something, and might go up to 200. So what this allocated services budget, is it customary that we have projects of that scale that don't come as separate capital projects?
Mr. Pudge?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I believe they would be able to absorb it within their budget, whether it's 2013 or 2014. They do have funding in the 8500s, which is operating capital. I don't know the status of their 2013, but they could certainly allocate some of those costs for the work done in 2014 to their 2014 budget.
I'm sorry. They can contract for it now and pay for it with 2014, but, I mean, what is your oversight of that, or who determined that they're that they have the money. Well, obviously, they have the money in 14, but that by using that, that we don't have a problem. I guess it's one of these issues again where I'm trying to understand how much money's sort of floating around out there, and yeah, and that they can, because. Well, anytime that the department says they can absorb it, it's like it's no big deal. But anytime there's anyone else suggesting that they should absorb it, it's there's no room in the budget. So,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I know in the case of parks, there is funding budgeted in the 8500s, especially for break-fix items that happen throughout the year, not necessarily planned activities, although some are. But obviously in the parks department, things break, and so there is funding. Again, mainly in the 8500s for those purposes. So it really depends on a departmental case by case basis.
So I mean, can you give me a sense of the scale of that? I mean, I thought that was a smaller account. I thought we were in a sort of like a $500,000 range or something. So I was surprised to see that they got 200,000 available funds for such a big item. Previously, you know, it would have only been. They would have been taking care of all the little under $50,000 issues, but just trying to understand how, whether we're going to later see them say, well, because we just spent up 40% of our budget before we even hit 14, we now need a fund transfer in 14 to backfill that account.
Good point.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the 2013 budget has about $911,000 in capital outlay funding. The 2014 budget, I believe, has about $115,000 of additional capital outlay funding after all the amendments were completed. So I believe a portion of that is probably for performance contracting, although I don't have that information off the top of my head or in front of me. So there is funding obviously available within parks for these break-fix issues. And has happened in the past, if there are too many large ones, then parks would come through either with a fund transfer to take money out of savings in other areas or for funding out of the allocated contingency account.
Or exceeding revenue expectations.
Yes.
Correct.
Where the lips come.
Okay. So typically how much of that account is essentially I don't want to say it's allocated, but sort of predestined. I mean a bunch of it is anticipated, you know, that they always sort of have a series of issues that are anticipated versus this sort of an unexpected thing that comes in and takes up, sounds like 20%, not 40%, but a significant slice of the pie before we're even into 14.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I don't know. I would have to defer to parks on that. I know there are routinely projects they know that they may do, such as dredging or fixing. When I was at parks, it was fixing the piers at Bender. They knew that they maybe needed $150,000, so that would be included in their 8500s. So there usually is a portion for projects they know that they'll need to do, but as far as the split, I honestly can't tell you, and I defer to parks on that.
Okay. And in terms of whether or not there's really any other option, I mean, this is clearly a maintenance item, yeah. And so it's not bondable, and so it's just a question of where it gets paid for.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's kind of a chicken or the egg right now, obviously, until you know what the issue is. Once they find out maybe what it will take to fix it, then that project would become bondable. But it is possible that whatever is needed to fix it won't be bondable. So until you get in and do this work to determine what the issue is, you may not know whether it's bondable or not. And so I would assume parks, once they understand the magnitude of the issue that they're facing, would come through and say, maybe there's not a lot wrong with it and we can fix it in our operating budget, or perhaps it's a very large issue and we'll need to explore bonding in a capital project for that. But I think right now they're in the exploratory phase.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the 8500 fund as well. Is it replenished every year or is it turned over?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, in the operating budget, that funding is replenished every year. Unless it's encumbered already, then it's carried over. But if it's not encumbered or spent, then it drops to the bottom line. And so the 14 budget had a slight increase over 13, obviously because of the maintenance issues that Parks is dealing with.
And then the use of the fund from 13 was dwindled all the way down to where there was nothing to carry over.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I don't have that information with me. I think maybe when we get back from lunch, I can tell you for sure.
If you could forward that information, that'd be great.
Sure, be happy to.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion on this item? If not, we have a motion to approve. Take the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails.
It's 12:30, so 1:15. Does that work for people? Come back around 1:15?
All right.
Okay, 1:15.
Right on schedule.
Right. Yeah.